Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
Guys, this is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. I have a special guest who's going to be coming and joining me in a few minutes. But before she comes through here tonight on the Heart Love Radio Show, I just want to say, guys, I appreciate you guys so much for your support of Poet's Heart. This is my first book, you know, and it's available on Amazon, and a couple people I know have already pre-ordered their book, and I appreciate it. You know, I have all the information on my Facebook page, and then some people actually just went ahead and purchased it from Amazon, so I know a few people have gotten their book, have received their book already, and I pray that this book touches your heart, it touches your life. I hope it encourages you in some way. These are some of my thoughts. Some of the thoughts and some things that God laid on my heart. And so I hope you guys like it. I hope you guys like it. But I'm not here to talk about myself today. You know, I have something special, and someone else is going to come and do some things. And soon, where I will talk about my book and talk about my inspiration. But tonight, guys, tonight, I have a good friend of mine. Who is coming over tonight. She's coming over tonight, and she can come through in a few. Justice Love and the Ellingtons. You know, this is my own personal book. And, guys, we're going to talk about her inspiration for writing this book. So she's going to be coming through tonight. But if you guys have had come through on this past Tuesday, I was talking about using what you have. Using what you've got, a.k.a. using what the good Lord has given you. You know, so hopefully this series, you know, this encouragement, encouraging yourself is blessing your heart. Because guess what? We need to be encouraged today. We need to be encouraged to move forward. We need to be encouraged today to believe God. We need to be encouraged today to keep our trust in God, not in what we see, because so much is happening. You know, things are beginning to open back up, and I'm not going to lie, it feels so weird. I don't know about you, but it feels weird with everything opening up. It's like, is it too soon for all these different things? But, you know, trusting God through the process, yes, I was one who had said that I would never, ever get the shot. But I did get the shot after my uncle passed because I felt like I would have felt more comfortable with going to see him had I had my shots. But things happen the way they happen. So continue to still pray for my aunt, my cousins, sons and daughters, my cousins, you know, and then pray for my other side, my other cousins, my aunt who had passed away, you know, and so pray for her daughter and her granddaughters. And pray for love and pray for unity. You know, guys, we all grieve in our own way. But that's not what I'm talking here to talk about, talk with you guys about tonight. Tonight I'm here to talk about my girl Justice Love, who is going to be coming through tonight. And we're going to talk like we normally talk, whether we were on Facebook Live or whether we're just on the phone, and just kick it. And just go through a couple of things. You guys can hear that song. But just have some fun and just catch up and encourage one another. So I'm going to wait for her to come through. And why she's coming through. Here's another thing. You know, again, A Poet's Heart. This is my personally, this is my first time actually putting out a book. So I appreciate you guys, for those of you guys who have pre-ordered. And hopefully it'll be coming at the end of this month. And I'll be sending out the copies to those who have already pre-ordered. And those who are waiting for those to come, I'll definitely let you know. So I definitely appreciate the blessing. And I pray that something written has touched your heart and will touch your heart. But, you know, it's great to be in company of people who have written books and people who are, whatever desire God has placed on the inside of you. Hey, Trina, whatever it is that God has done for you, it's good to see people out there saying, you know what, let me jump out there. Let me do what God has called me to do. Listen, I'm seeing people opening up businesses. People are like, oh, I'm a good cook. Let me sell some dinners. One of my cousins, he's selling dinners, you know, and it looks good. I'm going to have to try it one day. I'm going to have to videotape myself and buy it and support him and, you know, in doing what he's doing. Hey, Trina, how you doing, girl? How you doing today? Please forgive me for, you know, I'm just a little tired, so I'm just a little, you know, but it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. I'm learning to rest. I'm learning to rest. And so resting is so important. Again, so one of my friends is coming through, Justice Love, and when she comes through here, I'm going to bring her on because she's an author of The Ellingtons. So we're going to talk about this book, and she's written a book. I have a book of poetry. You see how thin this is? You know, this is like 40-some pages. But this right here is a novel. You know, this is a novel. So, I cannot wait so we can get into this novel. And we can basically really more so spending time talking about her inspiration for writing this book. Because really, honestly, guys, it's about us walking into what God has called us to do. You good, Trina? I'm good and tired. Trina, let me tell you guys what I did. I had to take care of some business. And after I took care of my business, I said, let me go to the gym. And I'm like, why am I so tired in this gym? Because when I work long days sometimes, those aren't the days to go to the gym the next day. Those are days to go home and go sleep, get some rest. But your boy did not do that. Reverend Dr. G did not do that. But I got my workout on. I'm not going to lie. I got my workout on, and I pushed myself because I'm one of my buddies that pushed my little brothers that pushed me last week. So it was that time for me to do those same leg exercises again, and I pushed myself to the next level. It's all about us pushing ourselves to the next level, you know? And so that's what this is all about. You know, sharing on Thursdays, hoping that something said or spoken, I guess same thing, right? Something spoken or something seen will encourage you to jump out there and do what it is that God has called you to do. Because one of my prayers, guys, is this, that I will not, that this, going through this pandemic has not and will not be in vain. Meaning this, there are a lot of things that a lot of troops, I've heard people say this, how they've come to learn more about themselves through this pandemic and where people have kept themselves in such boundaries. I've heard that for some people have actually stop living within those boundaries and started saying, you know what, let me explore a little bit more with my gifts. Let me explore a little bit more about what I would like to do just in case something else happens in my life. So my prayer is this. My prayer is this, is that this part won't be in vain, that I will actually get that part that God is trying to do in my life in this season. Let me see where Lonnie is. Yo. You know, hold on, guys. I'm trying to share. I'm trying to help her to get to my page, guys. Lonnie, you have to click. You have to click in here. Okay, she's on her page. Justice, if you're there, Justice, say what's up. Say something, Justice. Say something. Goats, so if you're trying to come on, Justice, I want you to go to where you see me on my page. Trina, are you there? Let me see who's there. Someone's here. Let me see who's here. Justice, are you there, Justice? Justice, has anyone seen her? Have you seen her? Tell me, have you seen her? Okay, you know, I get just a little crazy when I'm a little tired, guys. But, okay, let me see. Okay, go to my link page. She's here. Justice. Okay, so I'm hoping that she comes through. Well, while she's doing this thing, guys, again, I'm waiting for her to come through on my page. Justice, if you're there, go to my regular page, Justice. Click on where I'm live. I'm live right here, Justice. Say something on my page so I can bring you on my camera. Say something on my page. If you see the person with the person in the little square, Justice, just click on that. You're in the right spot. Just, are you there? Just say something, Justice. Just say something. Write something in here. You know, but guys, while I'm waiting for her to come through, you know, come to this page, my page. You know, hey, okay, I can see a couple people on. But, you know, Trina, what's going on, Trina? How are you doing today? I'm just waiting for my friend to come through trying to guide her onto my page. She comes to this page all the time. I don't know what she's playing. What is she doing? But let me tell this. You know, so guys, I'm waiting for her to come through. And if you guys are coming through, I'm going to have a good friend of mine, Justice Love, to come through tonight. Justice, don't try to go on your go on your phone, Justice. Use your phone. Okay, there she is. Let me click and bring Justice on. Hey, Tamisha, I'm adding you to the picture, Justice. Justice. She's coming, y'all. She is coming. Justice, where are you? I see you, Justice. And Justice, I'm just sending you an invite on your phone, trying to add you. So click yes. Click yes so I can add you. Oh, no, it said no. Okay, bring them on camera. I'm going to try to bring you on camera. I'm adding you, Justice. Say yes. Say yes. Look on your phone. Do you see something come through? Just say yes. I'm waiting for it to come through, guys. I'm waiting for it to come through. We're going to have a good time talking like we normally do. I'm just waiting for it to come through. Waiting. In fact, Justice, I'm going to do this, Justice. On your phone, Justice, look at the bottom. And if you're on your phone and you have your phone, not in front of the computer because you're not going to, it doesn't do well with that computer thing. Hey, Tamisha, how you doing, Tamisha? Tamisha, look at my book, Tamisha, A Poet's Heart. Just say yes. Word, yes. Just say yes. You know, The Poet's Heart. Look at God. God is moving. Dreams do come true if you just keep the faith. And I'm bringing my girl on. I'm adding her. All right. Thank you, Tamisha. Yeah, you've been gone for a minute, Tamisha. Some things have been going on. Haven't seen you in a minute. She's coming on. I'm just waiting for her to come through. And while, now, I did add you for, oh, It said you declined it, Justice. Come on now, I need you. But listen, sometimes these things happen. Don't we know about this, Tamisha? We know about this. Sometimes these things happen. But you know, yeah. But this is the season while she's coming through. While she's coming through, I'm trying to bring her on. But you gotta say yes. Aren't you saying yes? Aren't you coming through? Aren't you coming through? There she is.
Oh my God! That's
I know, right? No. Bring your camera down just a little bit so I can see your face. So you can see those glasses. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This is one of my oldest friends, guys. This is one of my oldest friends. Over half our lives. We're not going through all that looking like Mama Carol. I'm not gonna say anything. With that cap.
I mean you can, but you'll get you later.
I know, you're looking like Mama Carol with that cap. And she loves that color cap. That's probably her cat business.
Yeah. No, but she's focused, and she's like, oh, I want one too. So we both have the same.
See, she loved that color. See, I knew that was a Mama Carol hat.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that, Tamisha. Hey, you know, first of all, Juju, I call her Juju, Justice Love, but I call her Juju. But I'm not calling Juju because we're talking about just her as Justice Love. I call her Juju. But, you know, but she's always on here. So she's a regular on the Heart Love Radio Show. She comes through because you guys get a chance to see her behind the, in front of the screen.
We don't like to be in front.
I know, right? Well, this is...
I can hook you up behind the screen.
I know, right? Now, you know, now, guys, here is an author, a psalmist. There are a couple other different things I'll say, but I'm going to let her say a little bit of those things for herself. But one thing I'm going to tell you and show you is that Justice Love, and you guys aren't allowed to call her Juju. I call her Juju, okay? You guys call her Justice Love, okay? Hey, what's going on, Kathy? Now, this is her book, and this is her novel, guys. This is her novel. I have your baby, Justice Love, the Ellingtons. Now, you know, guys, she's a psalmist, singer, she's anointed, and she's appointed, you know, with a song or with a word. Come on now. But
I'll pay him later.
Now, listen.
I'll buy two books.
I know, guys. The second one's going to come, Ellingtons Part 2, so you guys got to pay attention. Now,
there is a part two.
Now, we're going to get to where you can find this in the stores and all that stuff, but I had to bring it on. I told her, look, I've got to bring you on so we can talk about the Ellingtons. We're talking about people who are writing, things like that, and this is a novel, guys. This is thick. This is a novel. And this is mine, okay?
The printing
is large, and it's an easy read.
If I should say so myself, I'm trying to
get
the camera right.
Yeah, listen, you go ahead and get it right. Yeah. Hey, my mom says, sing, singer. Oh, good. You go ahead, Justice. Now, guys, now she can sing, guys. She can blow. We did some backgrounds with behind Antonia Lawrence down in Atlanta. Yeah, but this is Justice Love, guys. Author, psalmist, singer, writer, songwriter. You know, she wrote The Ellingtons. Now, can you just share a little bit about yourself, a little bit? Yes.
Just a little bit about me. It's also written on the back of the book, but
Right.
And you never know. I never want anybody to know something is wrong with me. What do I mean by that? I have multiple sclerosis. So that means my immune system is attacking. So my quote-unquote law, or according to medical things, I should not be able to put stuff together the way I do. So I want people to know I am a living, walking, modern-day miracle, and I will always walk in it, whether they do uncomfortable or not, because it's the God that I serve that takes me on.
All right. Now, you know, I might have to move this to the piano so I can play some music behind you.
Uh-oh. Watch out there now. Look, we only got an hour.
Technically only about 40, 45 minutes now. You know, so listen, so she didn't she preach already, guys? Didn't she preach already? You know, but I got to tell you this, you know, we can talk, you know, we talk anyway for long periods of time. What was your inspiration and for this book?
Okay. Believe it or not, okay, I'm going to age myself. I am 48 years old.
What?
I got the idea. I first started getting the idea for this book when I was in the ninth grade in my creative writing class.
Right.
And I would just write these little stories, and I was like, my teacher, she was always like, I want to see what you're going to write next. I want to see what are you going to keep this story going? So it just kind of kept going, and it just stuck with me from the ninth grade. And then my senior year in high school, I went to Daytona Beach, and a girl that I went to high school with kind of got in trouble with the wet bikini contest. Her and I were not friends. I knew she was there, and talk about how you were asking me about me.
Yeah.
I got that girl out of trouble. I don't even like her. Like we didn't like each other at all. But I got her out of trouble in Daytona, and she didn't know I was there, but I knew she was there. And so people that I was with, I was like, hey, can we go over to such and such a place? And they was like, yeah, let's go over there. And I got the girl out of trouble. And then when we got back to school, she was like, are you sure no one is going to know? I said, if you keep talking about it, people will know what happened. And so that's kind of like how the book is. Some of the stuff that happens in the book.
Right.
It's like you always have this one person that always gets people out of trouble. Or they realize what's going on. It's like, oh, okay. So this is what I mean.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Ninth grade. So how many years passed before you actually put the pen down and started really doing it?
Probably when I put the pen down?
Yes.
Or when I actually...
When you picked it up and started writing.
Come out.
There she is. There she is.
Do you know an 11-year-old girl took that picture?
For real?
Yeah. We were playing around waiting for her mom to come out of the store, and it was some oversized rocket chair. And so she said, hey, let's take a picture. And I thought she was talking about her and I.
Right.
So I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, me being the goofball that I am, I ran and jumped up on the chair, and I posed, and I was just kidding. And she took the picture, and we went back looking through my picture.
Yeah, that is a nice picture. That is a nice picture. Don't you guys think so?
Oh, an 11-year-old
is that. Wow. So you picked up your pen and started writing this book 19 years later after the ninth grade.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, the story always stays. It's stuff growing with it. If it's God put something in you, if you allow God to really put something in you, it's going to mess with you until he comes back.
Mm.
And, you know, whether it took 19 years or 30 years, that book was going to come out.
Mm. You know, and I have to say this, I am, I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Because it takes guts. Once you put this out, and you put your own book and you do it your way, it takes guts to actually write a book. Whatever it is that you produce, anything that you present to the world, it's your baby. It's your baby.
Right.
You know, and okay, so let's switch because we're going to come back to this again. But let's talk about who inspired you. Your inspirations.
Oh, wow. The book is, I'm going to say, I think I can honestly say, the relationship between myself and my two sisters. Although I made it four sisters, because I didn't want anybody to think the book was about the three of us. But I can tell you, all sisters carry attributes and things that we need to pray about to the Lord about, all three of them carry those aspects. Even if you know us, you don't know what is coming from what. So I would have to say relationships, I always pay attention to relationships between sisters.
Mm.
That's a big inspiration.
Wow. Wow, that's something else. You know, my mom, she had twice as many sisters as you have. You know, so there were six girls.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you can just imagine.
No, I really can't.
Oh, you know, yeah, my mom said, nice picture. And Kathy, when you're talking about writing, Kathy was saying, me too, as far as her writing. My mom also said God is able, and Tamisha said truth. God will accomplish his will.
Yeah. I completely agree with that. I mean, you just wrote a book. And when we talk about your writing, the last thing I thought, it would be a book of poetry.
I know, right? Yeah.
It's going to come out. I haven't read the book, but you read some poems to me, and I just really wanted to get you. I'm like, why is he like something on my outside of my head? Oh, I just saw the same head. You tagging people like you know people for real?
I know. I'm going to tell you this. I am so glad that my mother encouraged me because I've held on to that. I have it bound. And I think maybe next week I'll bring it out and actually show you guys my process, what I actually did. I held onto my book for like 24 years. Had it bound, And she's like, why don't you put it out there? I don't know how. I don't know what to do. I don't know. She's like, you need to put this out. You need to put this out. So when I look at this, I think about my mom encouraging me to say, put it out there.
That's a great encouragement right there.
Yeah.
Good job, Mom.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question. Was it hard for you once? Because, you know, amongst my colleagues, our colleagues, you're the first one I know who actually wrote your, you know, your, well, my cousin, one of my cousins, he's written a book, and I guess I need to bring him on as well one day. But was it hard for you?
Hard to put it out?
Or did you find difficulties? Did you run across any things that, any stumbling blocks that kept, that made you think, I'm not going to write it?
Not that, but the crazy thing about it is I have a lot of educators in my family as well as friends. So I would say, hey, can you edit this for me? Nobody was going to edit the book. Nobody. I was like, dude, I'm patient. She was like, no. I'm not going to edit it for you. But then I have, once I put it out, I have this one auntie that I am just like, anything she says about writing, I always pay attention because she's an educator. And she was reading the book and she would call me and say, I love your syntax. And I was like, we got to look up the word syntax. And she was like, I like the way you do this. And I like what you're saying.
Yeah.
And guess what? That's okay.
Yeah.
But you use that criticism as a springboard to move forward. Because I took what they said, and of course, I went back and talked to my dad, and you know my dad, they talked about that. That's a good book. And I was like, Daddy, well, what they're saying, there's a little truth. No, it's not. There's no truth to it at all. And you know how my father is.
Right.
What I appreciate about my dad is he doesn't like it just because his kids did it. He's probably the harshest critic. And he loves the book. And he's an educator, and he catches everything. Every little thing, he catches it. And he's like, I didn't see any flaws. He's just like, I'm just ready for book number two. That's what everybody
says. Right. You know, one thing I have to say is this. We said everyone's not going to like your baby because everyone's not going to think your baby's cute. I'm not going to even tell this story. This is a real story. I'm not going to tell you the story. I'll tell you the story offline. I'm not going to tell you the story about a baby and about being cute. All right? We're not going to say anything. I'm not going to even give that story, you know. But I'll tell you about that later. But, you know, not everyone's going to think your baby's cute. Not everyone is. I'm not gonna even tell it. You know I'm dying to tell it, right? You know I'm dying to tell the story, but I will not tell that story on this online. All right? I'm not gonna tell that story, but everyone's not gonna think your baby's cute, and I was just a little bit nervous about my baby. No, I was a little nervous about mine, and whether people are going to like it. Like, people are supporting it. People are pre-purchasing it. Some people are getting theirs. But, you know, people want you to ask, so what do you think? And I'm like, I'm not going to ask what you think. You can let me know what you think when you read it, if you want to do that. I'm not going to ask you, what do you think? You know, it's like whatever's for you is for you, right?
Right.
I feel like whoever you're supposed to meet, whoever you're supposed to reach, it will reach that. Okay, so let me read some of these things. Tamisha has a question. She said, are you related to the Duke Ellington?
No, but I actually met his granddaughter. And she was like, oh, I'm
going to
get this book
because
this is my family name. But no, I don't. I wish I
didn't
know Duke. Hey,
because
I love jazz.
Yeah, she loves jazz. She's about to get started, y'all. I see her mind is about to get I see some jazz music. You know, but that's a good question. So how did you come up with the Ellington?
What I wanted was, I wanted to have a because the story is about a prominent African-American family. But I wanted a name that said rich. Well, you know what I mean? Like, I was in the richest name I could come up with at the time was Ellington. I didn't even think about Duke at the time.
Yeah. That does have a ring, Ellington.
Yeah,
that's
like Ellington. You're like, what?
Well, yes. No, it sounds like Dan Dynasty. The Ellington.
Yeah. I mean, it could be, once you read it, the way I wrote it, I keep hearing people that are professionals in different genres as far as like cinematography, people that produce movies, people, you know, all that kind of stuff. They're just like, if we did your movie, it would be, if we did your book, it would be so easy because of how you wrote it.
Right.
And I was like, well, what do you mean? And my father said this too. As you read the book, because we're from Atlanta and a lot of the things take place in Atlanta, he was like, I can see this. I was just over at the mall the other day. Like, I had to drive down to Egypt the other day. And we drove past, you know, this mall. I drove past Fifth Plaza. Like, something takes place in Fifth Plaza.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what I get a lot of, which I think is hilarious, Einstein's is a bagel shop. There is not an Einstein's on Jupiter. Oh, my guess it is. It's on Jupiter Park. It's three houses that they put together and made into a restaurant. Great food. I'm very serious. Do you know, these people need to give me some money because I have sent a lot of people
right.
to Einstein in downtown Atlanta.
What?
In Piedmont Park. Yeah, Piedmont Park.
What?
Yep.
Let me see. My mom, as far as constructive criticism, my mom was saying, if it's constructive and can help, okay. That's
you're
like,
right.
Yeah. That's like what you told me the other day, wasn't it?
Because it's so easy to take advantage of people that you want to pound on.
Right.
Like, someone came to our house. It was that their baby was born at this, around the same time my great nephew was born. So they brought both the baby born.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my great nephew is Butch. And the other baby wasn't as gorgeous. And I said, oh, this is a beautiful cub. And everybody else was like, oh, she called my baby a cub. Oh, my baby is a So afterwards, someone said, what's a cute little cub? I said, how do you spell cub? They said, C-U-B. I said, cute, ugly baby. They was like, Justice. I was like, oh my God. So if you call a baby a cub, you call the baby ugly, I said, yeah. Might not be right, but that's where I was then, and that's probably where I am now. But
right.
A lot of work to get your birth, your
Right.
When a woman is carrying a child, however long she's going to carry it, her body goes through all kinds of changes. And the last thing she wants to hear is flaws on what she spent so much time, energy, and prayer.
Right.
Baby has all their fingers, all their toes, that they can breathe on. Now, we can worry about the human later, if that's what you're worried about. We can do that later. But the baby's healthy. You know, I wrote the novel, 300 and some odd pages. That's a lot of pages.
Yeah. You know what? So, yeah.
Whether I say it's an easy read or not, I mean, I have someone that bought the book and refuses to read the book because of, she saw the name House Science. She said, I can't pronounce that name. I said, well, if I tell you the name, will you read it? And so she's had that book for 4 years. She refuses to read it because she can't pronounce House Science. I was like, okay.
That is crazy. That is crazy.
You got the book. And I signed your copy, and you can't even have a conversation about it because you get the first name you came across that you couldn't pronounce, you decided not to read it.
Wow. That's crazy. You know, Tamisha wrote this. She wrote this. She wrote, not everyone is qualified to receive your baby. It's for a specific audience.
Yeah, I concur 101%. Everybody's not qualified. Just like Jesus, he was people in his own hometown didn't accept him. But here he is performing all these miracles and healing people, but you don't like him because we don't know. But okay. So, and I think that's where as the artist, you have to get to that point where you have to understand everybody's not going to like it. It's not for everyone. Like, I have someone that read the book and called me and said, you know, I've never told you my life story, and I don't appreciate you putting it in a book that I have no idea what you're talking about. But the first thing you said to me was, you never told me your life story, so how am I telling you this?
For real, she said that?
Yeah, because some of the stuff, the book does get pretty deep. And this is, honest to God, Gregory, I'm one of those people, I will get a little bit of information, and I can tweet it just off of a little bit of information. And the way I tweaked is what I got. It was part of her life story. She's someone I love and respect to this day. And she does me as well. But I'm just like, sorry.
Yeah, no, yeah.
I would never put someone, I don't care what it is. The only way I tell your information is, number one, I will tell you that I'm telling it. And number two, you will know who I'm saying it to. I'm not going to publish you.
Yeah.
If I'm telling you, your information is to help you, not hurt you.
Yeah. So let me ask a question. Are you still friends with that person today?
Oh, yes. Talk to her today.
Once you realize, I'm glad you sometimes you have to tell people, let them realize, if you didn't tell me, then I didn't know it. So how can I put your life in the book, my story in the book?
Exactly. In the book is fiction. All that stuff. You know what? And then my favorite show, my all-time favorite show on TV is Criminal. It's Criminal Minds.
Right.
So that can put you in the idea of what, because it's a lot of twists and turns. So some people call me, like my dad used to call me, and he was going through something. He was having a health crisis. So, and my phone would hope everything was okay. So I'm like scrambling, trying to get off the shower, and I'm like, Dad, are you okay? And he was like, why did he do that to Prescott? You created these characters. I'm like, are you serious? You're calling me about a character in a book? So, but to him, it was very realistic. A lot of people say it's realistic.
Yeah.
But, you know, it happens.
It's you know what? Tamisha has a lot to say. Now these are top three things that Tamisha said. She said, send the owner of the restaurant a copy of the book.
Send the owner of the restaurant?
Einstein.
Einstein. That's not, I thought about that, and because you said it,
This says, we also have to realize it is not our baby, but it is God's baby. His message will get out.
On our legs, it's not for us. The air that you actually breathe in every day is not for you. It's not for you. We have to get to that point where we understand it's not for us. It's for the next man. You can't pull the next person up if you don't have enough strength to pull them up. How do you get strength to pull them up? You go through, if not the same thing, but some of what they have gone through, so you know how to deal with the issue to pull them up.
Preach now.
You are absolutely right. Life is not. It's not for us. It's for the next man.
Yeah.
Me having MS has nothing to do with me. But it has everything to do with the MS support group that I'm on online. And I realized this the other day. My job is to encourage the because I know what they're going through. I can't encourage, trying to think of something really big. I can't encourage a 75-year-old couple to stay together. I need to get my relationship first. 75 years, I've only been on the earth for 48. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I can't give you what I don't have to give. And she is absolutely right.
Yeah, yeah. This says, that means your friend connected with your book and it is relatable. Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, she's doing really good now. Now she's like, I'm ready for book two. I said, oh, you are?
Kathy says, sorry about that.
Okay.
Kathy says, much success with the book. Have a blessed night.
Thank you.
Now, Kathy, she's a writer too, and Kathy's got some stuff, and she's anointed and appointed, and I'm excited about what God's doing in Kathy's life. She might be gone now. But for those of you coming through, where can they find this book? First of all, I know Amazon.
Find it on Amazon, and the way you find it on Amazon, you put the Ellington by Justice Love. There's a lot of books out called the Ellington Store. Ellington is the key word, and you'll be looking through that stuff for the longest time. If you put by Justice Love, that book will come up.
Okay, the Ellington's by Justice Love on Amazon. You know, first of all, it's amazing to see how God, has worked in your life, is working in your life, continues to work in and through your life, even with multiple sclerosis.
Yeah,
because
I have it's a lot of things that I should not be able to do, but should, that word is relative. Like, I should not have been able to sit still long enough with those thoughts and to actually write them down. I came up with a cover. motivated by me, but it was through God.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. You have to be willing to let the Lord use you wherever you are in whatever state you're in.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. That was a word.
Right. That's a word. Listen, that's a word for us. I'm saying thank you, Jesus, too. You know. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Now, Tamisha says, if people can get angry at the characters you created, that means that they are real. Your dad and your friend.
Well, you know, that is very true because I didn't base it off of, the characters are not based off of the other people. A lot of it just came from me being silly and who I am. Then if you really know me, you're going to be like, oh, this is very hard. Oh, this is very hard. Especially the one that's talking all the smack. It's like, oh, that's her. That is her all day. And you're probably right. And, you know, also realize when people, they create a person that you just fall in love with it. A lot of times that character is awesome because that's how they're in the character. You would think if you know the author, you will think the character is nothing like the author. But this is an escape for the author too.
Right.
This is how we get our stuff out there.
So let me ask you a question. So let's talk about Ellington's part two or the next, your second novel. Do we have a date that can hold you accountable to? You know I mess with you. You know I mess with you.
I know you are, because if you try to hold me to something, I'm going to find something to hold you to.
Exactly, right?
And you know I have a really good memory.
Right.
And I'm thinking by my birthday, I want. So the next one will be the Ellington generational person. That will make sense to you once you read the first one, because you're gonna be like, "Hey, then what?" Like when I went back and read the book, I was like, "What? Oh my God!" Like even I got sucked into the story, and I wrote it, and I was like, "Well, what they do that for?" Like, Heather, you wrote the book.
Now you know it's good when you get lost. That's how come you know.
Yeah.
No, this came from God. This is an inspiration from God. When you forget that you wrote it, right?
Yeah. I mean, even my grandmother is 91 years old, and once you read the book, you'll be like, "Her grandmother read that?" Yes, my grandmother read it, and she was just like, "I got a lot of questions, and I got a lot of questions for that mother." And I need to slap that daddy. And I'm not just like, Graham, this is a book. She said, "I don't care. I know people like this program."
You know 91, you know she has.
I love my Graham. My Graham said, no. I said, "I need some answers." So I'm shooting for my birthday, more or less for my Graham, because she's 91. She wants to see this come.
Yeah, do that for her. Do it for you and for her.
I will do it more for her than I will for me. But because the first book, I was like, "Oh, I need to hurry up," because I knew my auntie was passing, my favorite one of me. And I released it like 2 months after, I think it was like 2 months after she passed, or maybe even a month. I don't know. All of that is kind of a haze to me because I don't like to admit that was a very emotional and expressive mistake to me. I don't like to admit that. But the truth is, it was. And that was in December. So I was just like, I hate December now. It's like Christmas. Don't talk to me about Christmas. The best Christmas you can give me is my auntie. Yes.
Right.
If you can't give me my auntie, then don't give me. But I have to realize, and it goes back to the book too. The stuff that's written in the book, yeah, sometimes some devastating things happen, and
Yeah, I like that. That's a good word. That's a good word. You know, before we leave, first of all, I want to say I am so honored and blessed to have the one and only Justice Love on this side. You know, she's Junior on the other side. So now you guys get a chance to see who is Justice Love. What is she saying now? So this is Justice Love, y'all. First of all. No, you're good. Listen, I can imagine how great this book is. I know y'all, you guys are like, you had the book? Yes, I promised her. I said, I am going to read your book. I did support it. And I am going to finish this book. I'm going to read this book. Okay?
I will tell you the way my cousins told me. These are the cousins that we call. They're from the 16 to the 16 of them, not one set of twins within the 16. All the girls got together with their book, and they were just, and they didn't leave the cabin until the book was done because they really liked the book that much. They had wine, popcorn, and books. That was just for the whole weekend.
What?
Once you start reading it,
now I'm gonna give my testimony when I read your book. I'm gonna give my testimony about it. I finish it. My mom said good night. She said good night, Justice.
Love you, mom.
And she said much love, much success in your future. She prayed God's continued blessings on you and your ministry. Have a blessed night to all. Much success in your future. Thank you. I'll tell you the rest later. But remember last week? I'm not. She said love you. She said love you also. She's like, who is Justice Love?
That's my girl though. She's the only one that can get away with doing that.
I know, right? She said love you also. But, you know, I just want to say I really appreciate this. I appreciate you coming on. And I should have done this even sooner, you know. But everything happens for a reason. And I think that everyone who was here today, we're supposed to be here. Listen, guys, I will be promoting my friends, their books. And I have to bring my cousin on here, too. I have to interview him, too, as well. You know, but I just appreciate you. Just left for agreeing to come on to share about your baby, the Ellingtons. And guys, if this book is like our conversation, I'm ready to get started on this. I'm gonna have this read. I'm not gonna even try. But I'm gonna do my best. Don't do it.
Don't put any obligations on yourself. It'll get read. This is my thing. If you have it, you'll read it when you're supposed to.
And guess what? This is right near my bed. So.
What does that say about you?
I need to read this book. So I'm gonna start reading this book before I fall asleep tonight.
Turn your TV off.
The TV's not even on. I'll be asleep.
Walk away from that keyboard, sir.
Is that not? I'm working. Oh, goodness.
People don't understand. You and I can go like this all day.
I know, guys. Listen. This is like over 30. Teresa, maybe wait until next weekend.
No. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Look, I have a dry erase board, so I will start writing stuff down.
Oh, I like that. I love it. And Tamisha, well, you know, because you've seen Tamisha. She has her store, her things going on. So it's great to be just encouraging one another and the things that God has given us to do, whether you're writing in your book, whether you're writing on T-shirts or messages, you know, spread love. You know, listen, I just have to just go ahead and just jump into it, Tamisha. That's what I have to do. I can't, you know, some things I just got to do it. But you know, I work a lot, Justice. I am going to do this. I'm going to do this. But I just want to say thank you so much, Justice, for coming through tonight. I know this is, this will not be the last time that you will be coming through, looking like you're looking like CC2.
Okay, I like the way CC2 looks. So okay, you can say that.
I like CC2. I like looking like CC2. But listen, God bless you. God bless you. What's going on, cuz? My big cousin came on. What's going on, Archbishop? This is my friend, my long-time friend. We were friends for over half our lives. This is Justice Love. And she wrote The Ellingtons. So check her out on Amazon, The Ellingtons by Justice Love. And this will be a great read, a great book. We've had a great conversation. And she's anointed. She's appointed. And she's letting her gift be used. So hopefully it'll encourage you. Love you, cuz. See my cousin coming in. But Justice.
Yeah.
Love you, cuz. You know, please check her out. I want to ask you this question. Do you have anything you want to share with anyone before you leave, before we leave? Any word of inspiration? So much. What's going on, cuz? My other cousin, Tony. Hey, cuz. And one of my other big cousins. Hey, Tony. You know, she's on. But I want to say God bless you guys. Make sure you check my girl, Justice Love, The Ellingtons. You will be blessed. You want to see them a closing line before we leave, Justice?
Say it again.
You want to sing them a closing line before we leave? Have a good night, Ben. What's going on, bro?
Goodbye, farewell. I'll be the same to you and you and you and you and you. Good night. Good night. Good night. Good night. Bye.
See you guys. Have a good one, guys. God bless you.